awake, O Zion. Put on thy strength. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. O praise be to his holy name. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, for the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner, and this was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Oh, praise be to his holy name, for Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is God. For Jesus is the Son of God, and Jesus has come in the flesh. Oh, praise be to his holy name. I give thanks this morning to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for providing me another opportunity to lift my voice as an instrument to carry his holy, holy name. Oh, praise be to his holy name. We're so blessed indeed to still be amongst the living. Since last Thursday, for 7 long days and 7 long nights, the Lord has kept us from all hurt, harm, and danger. What a mighty God we serve. This morning, the Lord will be speaking from the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1 through 11. And naturally, that word will be supported by the true foundation, Jesus Christ and him crucified. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets. Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare the way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. There went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and were all baptized of him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel hair and was girded the skin about his loins, and did eat locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the laces of whose shoes I am not worthy, stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it came to pass that in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in the Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heaven open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. O praise be to his holy name. We find in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 14, that when Jesus came to John to be baptized, John told Jesus, I have need to be baptized of thee, and thou comest unto me. But we see in that 15th verse of Matthew's, that third chapter, that Jesus answering, saying unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. In the process of his baptism, Jesus went up out of the water, suggesting that he was completely in the water and came up out from it again indicating true immersion. The descending of the Spirit of God fulfills the predicted sign to John in order to indicate the true Messiah. John chapter 1, verse 33. The dove was a symbol of innocence and purity. Matthew chapter 10, 16, and served as an ideal symbolic representation of the Holy Spirit. The voice from heaven is that of the Father. Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, where he speaks at the transfiguration just prior to the crucifixion, giving his verbal approval to the ministry of his beloved Son. There can be no doubt that all three persons of the Trinity are actively involved here as distinct persons of the Godhead. The Father speaks, the Spirit descends, and the Son is baptized. We find in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20, this is after that marvelous work was completed. Jesus had been resurrected, and he said, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The Lord is truly, truly a good God. In all the time, he is good. There's nothing too hard for the Lord, and there's nothing that he can't do. All praise be to his holy name. We find that baptizing the converted disciples is the first step of the outward obedience to the Lord. Baptizing is a symbol of what takes place in the spirit realm. You see, when we come to Jesus by faith, the Holy Spirit baptizes our sin nature into the body of his flesh. Then we are buried with him by baptism into death. And like Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 3-6. The Bible clearly tells us, though, oh, praise his holy name, that if we have not come that way, and if we have not experienced, oh, thank you, Lord, coming to Jesus, if we have not experienced doing exactly what God has told us to do, then the Holy Spirit is truly speaking to us in Matthew chapter 3, verse 7-10. But John the Baptist, when he saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, these are the so-called church-going people that refused to lose their lives in order to find his eternal life. And the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruits meet in repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of those stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Oh, the Lord is such a good God. The Bible clearly lets us know here that for if we hear and if we do what the Lord tells us to do, then we are blessed. When if we hear and do what the Lord say do, then we are blessed. We find in Luke chapter 9, verse 23 through 25, the Bible says that Jesus, this is Jesus talking in Luke chapter 9, verse 23 and 25, and he says, and he said unto them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. And verse 25 says, For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and loses himself or be cast away? Oh, praise be to his holy name. The Lord also lets us know that a person know that this is not a one-time saying, but it is found many places in the Bible. Another place here where it's found is in Luke, Matthew chapter 10, verse 34 through 39. And it says, Jesus said, think not that I've come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I've come to set a man at enmity against the father and the daughter, against the mother, and the daughter-in-law against the mother-in-law. And a man foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. And he that findeth his life shall lose it. And he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. You see, Jesus makes it very clear. The Holy Spirit is also speaking to us. Oh, thank you, Lord. The Holy Spirit is also speaking to us in Matthew chapter 7. And it picks up in verse 13. And the Holy Spirit said, as Jesus spoke to us, he says, enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it. He also lets us know, beware of false prophets, them clouds, which come to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. The Bible clearly lets us know that in verse 17, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. The Bible says that every tree that bringeth not for of good fruit is hands down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Verse 21 says, not everyone that said unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Jesus goes on to say, and many will say to me in that day, the rapture of the church, when the bride of Christ that trusted exclusively in Jesus Christ and him crucified, this marvelous work, and are taken out here in the rapture, and these so-called Pharisees and Sadducees are left behind. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful